6 right now, trying to make that 7. That foul was on number 10, Jake Beachy, his first team second. Bad Axe, all their defenders are on their side of their court. Brandon Dean puts that one through by himself. It's now 12-6. Bad Axe over USA. McGrair brings it down, dribbles to his right side, passes it off to number 1. Substitution for USA. That is Joey Southgate. And McGrair has it now on the left side after a few passes. He dribbles right into the paint, tries to feed Ballard, 44. Nothing going there, but he gets fouled on that one. Bailed out Ballard there. That was not going in.
No, Bad Axe is not happy about that call.
So Ballard's going to be heading to the... He's going to be heading to the free throw line for 2. It's 12-6, Bad Axe. That foul is at number 5. Adam Riffenbach, his first, team's first for Bad Axe. Ballard, first free throws away. Nothing but net. That's a smooth stroke right there.
Was good for a big man down low.
And for a sophomore, 6'5".
Showing poise.
12-7, Bad Axe. 2:44 remains in the first. Ballard with his second free throw up. And that one hit a few about every portion of the rim and finally goes in. Ballard has 4. USA has 8. Bad Axe has 12. And this one in the corner, number 33 for Bad Axe. That's Pulowski. Up to Quinn at the top of the key. Sets up the offense. Dribbles to the left side. Passes into the left corner. 23, Sean McGrair. That's USA, James Canarian. Or the other corner, number 33, Jeremy Pulowski. Dribbling. Or to Quinn. Passes it back to the other corner. Number 25, Jim Brandon Dean tries to put up the long cue. Nothing going there. And number 45 for Bad Axe. That's Spencer Kelly. Grabs the rebound, puts it up. But he's fouled on that, so he's headed to the line now. 4-2. USA now has 3 team fouls. This one was on number 44, Brandon Ballard. His second, team's third. That's not good for the low presence post of USA. Ballard now has 2 fouls in the first quarter. We still have over 2 minutes left as the first free throw is up and good for number 45, Spencer Kelly. Here's the second one up and away for Spencer Kelly, also the fullback for Bad Axe Hatchet football team. That one's up and through as well. You can tell both coaches stress free throws.
Absolutely.
14-8, Bad Axe over USA thus far. 2 minutes left in the first. Top of the key is number 5 for USA. Passes over to McGrair on the left side. McGrair tries to drive in. He has room. Pass back to number 5 on the give and go. Nick Fletcher tries to put it up. Nothing going there. Out of bounds. Looks like Bad Axe touched it last. USA ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of the radio. We have some substitutions coming in now. We have number 15 for Bad Axe. That is Ben Braden. And for USA, number 21, Sean Faber. USA under their own basket. Pass into the top. McGrair has it. Sets up the offense. Dribbles back. No pressure. 15 feet between there. Here's the pressure coming. Passes over to number 10, Jake Beachy, who then passes back to McGrair, who then back to Beachy. Over to number 21. Tries to drive the lane on the baseline. Sean Faber, nothing going there. Bad Axe ball, here they come. Jesse Quinn sets up the offense on the top of the key. Dribbles to his left side. Back over to 25. Dean back over to Dean again. And Dean takes the 18-footer. This one's good. 2 more for Bad Axe. 2 more for Dean. He now has 9 on the night. 16-8, Bad Axe. McGrair sets up the offense for USA. Dribbles to his right side. Almost took the 3. Decided not to. But number 20 does instead. Kyle Fletcher about 6 inches short of the 3-pointer. Long 2 for Fletcher. His 4 points now on the game. 16-10, Bad Axe over USA. Both teams starting to click, starting to settle down. Quinn over to Pulowski in the corner. He takes the 3, no good. Rebound by McGrair. Here comes USA on the fast break. McGrair does the jump stop, tries to put it in, and he does. Very smooth to the number 23, McGrair. His first 2 points of the game. It's now 16-12, Bad Axe. 42 seconds left in the first quarter. And number 15 for Bad Axe tries to take the 3, Ben Braden, but first he traveled before that one. And it's USA ball underneath back there. Bad Axe is a hoop, moving right to left across the radio. 39 seconds left. 16-12, Bad Axe leads USA. Only foul trouble for USA, that's Brandon Ballard. He's sitting on the bench with 2 fouls currently. The big man, 6'5 center. Here comes McGrair for USA. drives the lane all the way in, gets fouled on the layup. He's going to the line for two. 28 seconds left in this one in the first quarter. McBrayer heading to the line for two. This foul is on Badax, their team's third.
Both teams are doing very well on dribble penetration, kicking it out. Jumpers are going down for both teams.
And that foul was on James Rogers, number 40. Will Sutton or Badax. As that first free throw, no good. So the score remains 16-12. Badax leads. McBrayer misses the first free throw. McBrayer, the point guard for USA. Another substitution for USA. Mark Gainforth utilizing his bench, which is only about 5 feet. McBrayer takes the second free throw. This one's up, and this one's through. And here comes another substitution. This one's number 5 for USA. In for McBrayer. Nick Fletcher McBrayer didn't want to leave the game. Almost had 6 people on the court. As Badax has the ball on their left side underneath the USA's hoop. Passes this one in number 12. Number 12 for Badax. That is Matt Kramer. Gets fouled on the follow-up in the backcourt still. So another foul on USA. That's their fourth. And that's on number 30. Grant Harris, his first, team's fourth. Badax has the ball right in front of their own bench. Kramer gets it for her and passes over to 15. Braden, who takes a long three, no good there. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. USA gets the rebound. Here comes USA. Fletcher now doing the point guard duties for USA. 7 seconds left in the first quarter. He's trying to get something going. Picks up his dribble right at the top of the key. Over to number 20, Fletcher, who then passes over to 21, Sean Faber with the NBA 3. No good off the backboard. And the first quarter is in the books. It's 16-13. Badax leads USA. We'll be back right after this.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Well, there's 8 minutes on the clock, ready to start the second quarter in USA. Badax leads it 16-13. It's been a very interesting game thus far.
If both teams finished the half full-court man-to-man press, it looks like USA is dropping back into a 1-3-1 zone to start.
Jesse Quinn, point guard for Badax, brings it in. And over number 25, Dean in the corner. Back up to Quinn and then passes over to the right side to Pulowski. You pass back to Quinn and then back over to Dean in the left corner. He takes the long two, no good. Rebound USA. McBrayer back into the game. Brings it down for USA. He dribbles into the free throw line, bring it back out into the corner and over to number 20. That's Fletcher, then back over to McBrayer in the corner, and he's called for traveling. So, another turnover for USA. Badax ball underneath their opposite hoop, and USA coming out in the full court, man-to-man pressure.
They're looking to double team off that man-to-man.
And now it switches to a trapping, but that leaves wide open underneath the hoop, number 44, Will Sutton. He has the easy two. And Badax continues to spread out this lead as slim as it is, 18-15 now Badax. McBrayer over to number 5, Fletcher in the corner. He dribbles up to the top of the key over to Beachy, who then dribbles down to the baseline on the left side, out back out to Fletcher, who then passes it over to Beachy back in the corner. Another handoff. Fletcher dribbles it back up to the left side on the top of the key, tries to set up the offense. McBrayer breaks free, dribbles down to the baseline, passes off to number 21, tries to take the tough layup. Number 21, Sean Faber with the bunny. No good there, but he's fouled on the play.